Welcome back to my podcast, The Story Reader, where I read a chapter of a story from my bookshelf and post a new episode each Monday. I love reading, so I want to spread my love of reading to kids. This, sadly, is the last episode of my podcast, but I'm still going to read you a story, and it's Frozen 2. So, Frozen 2. One evening, Anna and Elsa's father, King Einar, told them about a story about the Nosodra people from an enchanted forest. They had lived in peace with people of Arendelle, but then everything changed. The two sides went to war. Angered spirits trapped both groups, but not before King Agnar was saved. After the story, Queen Iduna soothed the girls with a lullaby about Otaholin, a special river that was said to hold all the answers to the past. Many years passed, and though their parents were gone, the girls had found a family in their best friends, Kristoff, Sven, and Olaf. But one evening, Anna could tell something was bothering her sister. "You're wearing Mother's scarf. You do that when something's wrong," Anna said. Though Elsa refused to admit it, something was wrong. Someone or something was calling out to her. Later that night, Elsa found herself answering the mysterious voice. As she began using her ice powers, she could feel them changing. They grew stronger and stronger until finally she triggered a shock wave that shot across the kingdom. Fires vanished from torches. The fountains and waterfalls dried up, and even the wind died down. Villagers stumbled over the rippling cobblestones, and everyone headed for stable ground. Once the villagers were safe above Arendelle, the ground rumbled once again. Boulders rolled in and popped open, revealing trolls. Grandpappy quickly approached the girls. He explained that Elsa had woken the spirits of the Nosodra forest. Grandpappy told Elsa to follow the voice north. Then he told Anna that she should go along to protect her sister. "I won't leave her side," said Anna. The sisters, along with Kristoff, Olaf, and Sven, traveled north in search of the forest. But when they found the forest entrance, a wall of mist surrounded it. It wouldn't let Kristoff and Olaf pass through, but Elsa felt a tug toward the mist. She took Anna's hand and stepped forward. The mist sparkled and pulled back, providing a path for the whole group. Once inside the forest, the wind spirit, Gale, appeared. It picked them all up and whipped them around. And around. Whipped them around and around. Elsa used her magic to protect Anna from a flying branch. And the wind spirit took no notice. It was forced the others out, holding Elsa in its vortex. Finally, Elsa sent a blast of magic to free herself, and a beautiful ice sculpture appeared. Each one captured a different moment in time. Elsa had never created anything like them before. Olaf reminded them of his theory that ice could reveal the past. "Water has memory," he said. Soon, the the trapped North Soldier and Arendellians from Anna's and Elsa's old bedtime story appeared. Anna recognized one of the soldiers. It was Lieutenant Mateus, their father's official guard. And the North Soldier noticed that the sister's scarf was Northaldrin. Whoever had saved the king from the forest must have been Northaldrin. Despite the news, the Northaldrin and Arendellians began to argue until a bright flash of fire appeared. Fire spirits dashed around the trees, setting them ablaze. Elsa used her magic to chase it down and discovered the spirit was a small salamander. The voice called, and Elsa and the salamander both turned toward it. The fire spirit heard the voice too. Elsa took this as a sign that she needed to keep going north. Later that evening, one of the Northaldra explained the symbols on the scarf to Elsa. They represented the four spirits. The Northaldra woman pointed out a fifth spirit, which was called the Bridge. Some say they heard it call out the day the mist fell around the forest. Elsa now was certain that she had to follow the voice. She had been hearing in order to set everyone free. Kristoff and Sven had gone with one of the Northaldra to help with their reindeer. Elsa refused to wait. Anna and Olaf joined Elsa. The three continued north. When they reached the top of a hill, they gasped at the sight below. It was their parents' ship. They realized this meant their parents had been in search of Otto Holland when they disappeared. Maybe they had been searching for answers about Elsa's powers. Elsa vowed to the mysterious Otto Holland. Vowed to find the mysterious Otto Holland. Even if it meant crossing the dangerous dark sea. In despite of Anna's protesting, Elsa had to go alone. She waved her hands, creating a boat that sent Anna and Olaf sliding down a path of ice. "Elsa, what are you doing?" "No, no!" cried Anna. They wouldn't stop, and soon they found themselves gliding down a river. Anna noticed Earth Giant sleeping on the shore. Using a branch, she directed their boat away from the Earth Giants. When Elsa reached the dark sea, she stood on the shore. Furious, the waves rose and crashed before her. She sprinted out onto the water, creating frozen snowflakes at her feet, knocking her down. Elsa clawed her way to the surface and climbed a rock. She took a breath and dove in. The water nook, an enormous horse emerged and began tossing her around. Elsa created an ice bridle and swung onto its back. At first it bucked, trying to throw her off, but before long the two were riding toward the mountainous waves to the far shore together. Back on the river, the current carried Anna and Olaf's boat into a waterfall, over a waterfall. It delivered them to a dark cavern. Elsa's magic into the... A strong wind of carried a swirl of Elsa's magic into the cavern. It was a signal that Elsa had safely crossed the dark sea. The magic formed an ice sculpture, revealing a memory of the past. Now Elsa knew why the spirits evacuated Arendelle and how to free the forest. Armed with renewed strength and wisdom, she was ready to set things right. With the dark sea behind her, Elsa trudged through the terrible winds and snow. When she finally reached Otter Holland, the mysterious voice quieted, just as the words of her mother's lullaby had promised. Everything became crystal clear. Elsa knew she had to follow the right path, and she was where she meant to be. The journey had changed both her and her sister, and together they could restore peace and mend a broken land. And surprisingly, that's the end of the story. I didn't know that was the end of the story. I thought it would be the whole movie, but it's not, just that. So, tell your friends about my podcast and make sure they listen to the whole podcast from beginning to start, because this is the last episode. Goodbye.